This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Keepers of the Talk Radio Flame, here we are. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, and Doug Steffen, his willing and obedient servant. Here we are to serve you with the stories, the top 10 stories of the week, according to the research done by Michael and his staff, and the list of people who have made it into the spotlight. So let's get started. A lot of things, as usual. The top of the list has changed a little bit. I feel like Casey Kasem sometimes. This week, a new number one.
Well, it is based on that basic premise that these are hits, and they do vie for positioning. And so you're my willing and obedient servant.
I am, yes.
Where's my coffee?
Humbly. Okay. I've got to have a long arm to reach down to where you are, pal.
we live in this virtual reality.
Well, it sounds like one of the things that people have marveled about, and this is a great, well, sometimes we should have this conversation on the air so the audience kind of gets what it takes now, or what it has. We are on the air, yes. So sometime when we're on the air and we have a few moments, perhaps I put brackets around it, to talk about how the technology works here. It sounds like you and I are in the same room, and in fact, we are about 1,400 miles apart.
I know.
So, I
think people are starting to get used to that. I think. You know what I find very interesting, we'll get to the survey in a second, is how television news is changing with all of the Zoom and the use of Skype on big-time TV. And sometimes you hear it and they sound like they're in a tin can. Or everybody has those bookshelves that you get from Home Depot.
Right, in the background. You're looking at
those white shelves, and their books. Mm-hmm. And it's the bookshelf. So when we get back into the studios, like I was watching the guy in the studio had all of his name flying around in the back on the screen and the bells and the whistles. And the expert he was talking to was on Skype in a living room. But what was ironic about it was that the anchor back in the studio looked less than authentic. It looked fake because we're getting used to reality. Yeah. So what's going to probably happen is we're going to start to see newsrooms, news sets turn into living rooms, but they're going to be slick, like Frasier. Remember Frasier, the TV show? How cool his apartment was.
That was right.
And wouldn't that be a great set? That'd be a studio, apartment, as opposed to these desks with bells and whistles, and they look like they're coming from a casino,
My desk has a cowbell on it.
We've got time for the survey now?
I think that'd be a good idea. Let us proceed with the survey.
Number 10, the Sahara Dust Cloud. And,
are you following that, by the way?
Yeah.
Are you?
This is
an amazing reality. As a matter of fact, you're going to get covered with the dust down there this weekend.
Yes, I can't wait. I'm going to go out with my little pail and
collect the dust?
Pixie dust. Oh. You know? I don't think it's harmful. It's a yearly phenomenon. It's called the Saharan something.
It's a little more this year for whatever the reason.
It's a record breaker.
Dust. It's a dust up, if you will, because the way the stream is coming back, it pretty much predicates what the hurricane track, because it's the same thing. They start in Western Africa and cross the Atlantic Ocean and end up in your backyard. That's where the hurricanes and the dust storm, same thing.
Yeah, basically. And it also shows how everything on this planet is connected. At number 9, House Judiciary Bar and Department of Justice hearings and the Flynn charges dismissed. So we got a little politicking going on, and that was interesting this week. At number 8, U.S.-China relations. At number 7, psychology. We're all going crazy. At number 6...
Oh, my God.
Was that politically incorrect?
Is crazy? No, it was perfect.
We're all becoming disturbed.
I think a lot of people are getting depressed. Yeah.
It's statistically proven out. People are depressed.
Yep.
You know?
I am. Are you?
No. No, I'm not depressed. I'm troubled.
What's the difference?
I'm not depressed.
I'm just being too dramatic.
I can't see you being depressed. It's not your nature. I mean, folks, this man sometimes carries. You carry pressure sometimes, and one would never know. You're always upbeat and happy. I think that there's a difference between the term depression and sadness.
So, yeah, I'm upset because I can't see my children and my grandson.
Right, right.
That's
me too.
Bugging me. That's
my biggest. That's my biggest upset over this. Otherwise, I've got to tell you something. In some cases, I'm glad that I don't.
But you know what? A part of what the technology in this, and the ladies pointed it out on our talk radio review about how we've used Zoom and Facebook and WebEx or whatever else is out there. You do that with Matthew, your son, and grandchild every day. I'm on the horn with my son pretty much, if it's not every day, it's every other day. And I talk to my daughter and my grandson 2-3 times a week. And it's kind of like, it's not like being there because you can't have that same fun, but you can get the sense that they're okay. And
you're connected. Yeah. You're connected. Yeah. I mean, you know, connection is connection.
Yeah.
You and I see each other every week when we do this. We actually physically are in the same room maybe twice a year.
We've known each other for almost 30 years, and we have been great friends through most of it, and yet we don't spend, you know, maybe, yeah, twice, 2-3 times a year, maybe dinner, or we go to an event. And so maybe that physical proximity is not a good bellwether as to whether you have a good friendship or relationship with people. Maybe that's what this is teaching us, Michael.
In some cases, you're better off not being face-to-face all the time. Everything has its recipe and its formula for optimum operation. And
yes,
in some cases, relationships are that way, too. I totally lost where we were on the survey.
We are at number, you're now going into number six.
Number six,
something
okay
that will demand some of our time as well.
Education crisis, number six, number five, the economy and the reopening of America, and sports, tied at number five. Number four, we have the presidential race, and that includes the Trump rallies, the primaries this past week, and the Bolton book is still being discussed. At number three, race relations, the police reform movement, monuments under attack, and that brief brouhaha from Alabama, the NASCAR noose case. At number two, healthcare and the mask debate. And number one, COVID-19, statistics and projections. A lot of everything has been the top four. Well, that's why they're the top four.
Yeah,
the politics,
exactly.
The race relations, the healthcare, and the stats.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you go through the people list and then
I have
a couple of questions.
Number 10, Greg Abbott and Ron DeSantis. Number 9, Andrew Cuomo and Bill de Blasio. Mary Trump is at number 8. Michael Flynn and Roger Stone at 7. William Barr at 6. Number 5, Bubba Wallace and...
Bubba Wawa. Yes.
Right, Bubba Wawa. Remember her.
Yeah.
Well, Bubba Wallace and Hawk Newsom at number 5. Number 4, Tim Scott and Nancy Pelosi. Number 3, John Bolton. Number 2, Joe Biden, and number one, Donald Trump. And there's a snapshot of the national conversation this past week on talk radio.
National conversation about healthy weight loss focuses entirely on Kellitrin, which is the most supportive way for you to lose weight, not only now, but in the future, because you know as well as I do, you're going to go up and down, we all do. But the safe way to lose weight and keep it off is pretty much exclusively in the realm of Kellitrin, the weight loss formula that has no stimulants, doesn't have any drugs. It is something that is so uniquely confirmed by hundreds, thousands of people who have gone through this product that has been discovered, made, put together in America. It's a clinically proven solution to weight loss that, again, is all natural. Capsule form, liquid form. Right now, the special monthly rate for the 4th of July, you buy a one-month supply, $69.95. If you buy three, you'll get three free. So it's kind of like the BOGO deal. You pay for three, you get six. And you kind of need to be on this program for 6 months because as your body is trained, you lose the weight, and then this process trains your body to keep the weight off. That's what's so fabulous about it. And it's a great time of year for you to be focused on what you're losing. You'll see all kinds of stories of people who feel really good, and you'll feel good once you get on this program. But you can't get on it if you don't go to toploss.com. That's what you do, toploss.com. Use the code DJV for the buy one, get one free, or buy three, get three free, buy four, whatever it is. That's the 4th of July special continuing. No shipping charges either when you use the DJV code at toploss.com.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor-formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right. Get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free Ultra Pure Fish Oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
Have you ever found yourself asking, where has all the common sense gone? Hey, I'm Mock.
And I'm Daisy.
And every week we'll be answering the questions that you've been too scared to ask. If you feel like your kids are speaking a totally different language, or you just missed the simpler days before political correctness, this is the show for you. We're having fun with the news because life's way too short to take it too seriously. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense cast on your favorite podcast app.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Michael Harris and Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. So, what do you think? John Bolton is going to be on my DJV program the first of next week. And I know you're going to say, wait a minute, you said you don't do politics. I found it almost irresistible when somebody said to me, you want to have John Bolton on? I usually don't have any guests on the DJV program. But I decided, okay, let's take a shot at it. Because I don't like the guy. Never have. But I think I want to, I find this whole thing an opportunity. So let's say you have him on your program. What's the first question you ask him?
When did you first decide to grow a mustache?
Somebody else said that to me.
Oh, really?
What's your favorite color?
I don't know what I would ask him. That's a great question. You put me on the spot a little bit. Everything is being talked about.
I know. What's new? What's different?
I would get into the psychology of being a hawk. Mm-hmm. I would try to go deeper than just the the typical conversation, you know, because
right.
He's known as a hawk, and
yeah,
I would try to get. But basically everything's coming out. But I don't blame you for having him on the show. I'd have him on my show if he was offered to me.
Yeah,
and
it's interesting. You always say to me, of course you. When I say I don't do a political show, you say to me, what are you doing?
Joke.
Of course you do a political show.
Yeah, you say that. But
I know it's. marketing purposes.
I could name 10 people you'd have on your show if they were offered to you. If Trump was offered to you, you'd have.
Of course I would. Yeah, he says he's going to lose though. He, by his own admission, he's going to lose. So how do you deal? How would you deal with that if you were interviewing? Are you sure you're going to lose, Mr. President? Anyway,
we're going to get into that on the other side of the break.
Yes, we will. Yes, 21 after the hour.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now, the Talk Radio Countdown continues with me, Doug Steffen, and then there is Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine here. We go through the stories of the people every week. We were on the Bolton book, and I was trying to figure out from Michael what questions he would ask, or what's a good question to ask Mr. Bolton, who has captured the imagination of millions this week. I don't even know how the book is doing. Do you know where it is in the
sales list? I don't know how any book is doing. As a matter of fact, I was just going to say, my first question to him would be, you expect to make any money on this?
Uh-huh.
and is that why you wrote it? You know, uh-huh. I would get into the why didn't you come forward and speak up.
Oh, yeah. But everybody's asking him that. I don't want to ask the same question that everybody else asks. I never do.
Well, then you have Then you have to get into the psychology and personal, because all the basic questions are asked over and over.
Yeah.
So that's one of the delicate things that you deal with as an interviewer in the media. Mm-hmm. How to do an original interview, how to do an interview where the guest doesn't just walk off, how to do it fairly, and how to bring something to the table that the listener or the viewer may not know. It's a challenge.
If I started the interview with how I really feel about him, he'd probably walk off. So I don't want to do that, because that would serve no one. It is now. So let's hear what the guy has to say about something that nobody else is talking about. That's what I always have liked to specialize in anyway, when I do have somebody on that is of note. And he is, you know, you think about the people. I guess I'm coming around to something you and I talked about once a long time ago when we were at a convention, one of your conventions. I think maybe dinner or lunch or something, I said to you, of all the people in the world, who would be your number one request for a guest on a program you did? Do you remember we had that conversation? God knows.
Yeah, I do remember, and I couldn't come up with an answer.
I don't think. I remember.
I'd like to interview Clark Kent. You know, like how do you really get away with this?
Right. You exactly.
Know?
Right.
You know. Uh-huh. People don't recognize you. You know.
Right. It's okay. That's very good.
There are some people. I would have liked to have interviewed Nixon for some reason.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Mm-hmm. But that, you know, things.
Well, because he's a lesson in contrasts.
Yes.
And you would never know what, you wouldn't be able to predict what he said. That would be why he would be good, I think. Yeah. That was very
And then there's the old thing about interviewing historical figures. Well, I guess Nixon falls into that category, but he's within my contemporary life. I could have interviewed Nixon, but, you know, like, it might have been interesting interviewing Abraham Lincoln.
You take the words right out of my mouth.
Yeah.
Abraham Lincoln. Absolutely. Yeah,
that would have been cool. Albert Einstein.
Yeah.
You know, the great players of history. That would be kind of interesting. Steve Allen and his wife Jane Meadows once had a public television series called The Meeting of Minds, which they wrote and performed. And they had roundtable discussions between figures that never lived in the same time. Genghis Khan and Abraham Lincoln. And,
it was really compelling.
Well done. Yeah.
You know who would be good? I would love to have talked to Harry Truman and Dwight Eisenhower. Both of them, I thought, were perfect for their time. They were. And they were contemporaries. And they didn't like each other at the beginning. And then they sort of warmed up to each other as time went on.
The presidency does that. That's why it's so strange that Trump is on such bad terms with his predecessors, because there are some strange bedfellows that have become.
Look at the Bushes and the Obamas. Look at how George Bush flirts with Michelle Obama every time they're together.
Yeah,
they have a fabulous time. You can tell by looking at the two of them, they're having a great time together.
They've been through a common experience, and they know things that most people don't know, and that's why they have a relationship.
Okay, so I want to. We got to pause here for a moment. Some of the debate. One of the number four this week, the presidential race. Let's get down to the nitty gritty about who makes a good VP, because of all of the talk of people saying, "Well, I know Joe Biden's not going to make it." If you're Joe Biden, what do you say about that? It's 28 after on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
What's more important, how you look or how you feel? Well, with Calitrin, you don't have to choose. Calitrin has been proven safe and effective for weight loss and energy for over 20 years. It not only helps you look better, but it's actually good for you, so you feel better, too.
My name is Ann from North Carolina. I am in love with Calitrin. I have lost multiple inches and about 20 pounds in a little over 2 months.
This is Mike from California. I take Calitrin, and I feel great. I have a lot of energy, and it's been fantastic.
I started using Calitrin 2 months ago, and I just love it. I had to go buy all new pants. I had started not fitting. Everything was too big. People ask me what I'm doing, and I always tell them I'm doing Calitrin. So I just really, really feel this is a wonderful product for people to try.
See, it's not just another diet product. It's Calitrin. For more information, visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump blaming Democrats for violence across the nation in a town hall last night in Wisconsin, citing violence rates in Baltimore, Chicago, and Oakland as just a few examples, and comparing the violence in those cities to war zones. Earlier, the president visited a Wisconsin shipyard that just won a big defense contract. The president said,
"There is no budget when it comes to our military because we don't want the wrong people running up the front lawn of the White House, right?"
The Justice Department's asking the Supreme Court to invalidate the Affordable Care Act once and for all. In a filing late yesterday, the administration argues since Obamacare's individual coverage mandate and two other key provisions have already been invalidated, the remainder of the act should not be allowed to remain. The High Court will hear the arguments in the case in its next term. This is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argyrolene, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
A government watchdog report claims the CDC hurt efforts to track coronavirus infections, making it more difficult for the nation to safely reopen. The Government Accountability Office report criticizes the agency for incomplete and inconsistent data, a delay in response to the virus, and shortages in testing supplies and protective equipment. More than 122,000 Americans have now died from COVID-19 complications. Another country music group changing its name to remove what are considered controversial slavery-era references. The Dixie Chicks have now changed their name to The Chicks. As of now, they've done so on social media and on their website. They haven't issued a formal statement, though, on this change, but they do feature a quote on their website that says they wanted to meet this moment. Lady Antebellum recently renamed themselves Lady A. Costco's free samples are back, but in a whole new way. They're now prepackaged, and they're being kept behind plexiglass shields, but they are still free. So at least 30 stores have them so far, and the retail giant is saying that it will have more coming online soon at stores across the nation. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air, second half hour of this week's program with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Every week our chats are about the charts. The week of June 22nd to the 26th is upon us, and we have gone through both lists. We're picking apart the stories and some of the people that are important. We were talking about number four, the presidential race, in conjunction with the Bolton book, I guess, in a manner of speaking. I can't remember though I said this to you off the air or on the air about what Trump said to Hannity this week about losing the election in his that airport hangar interview that he did. He said, "People don't love me, I guess." Which I thought was an interesting way of looking at the reality. I'm wondering what Hannity was thinking as he heard that from the president. And it sort of begs the question, Michael. So if Trump loses, what does that do to the conservatives, the right-wingers, who, for the most part, occupy the big seats in news talk radio?
Well, it gives them just you change your direction. We've been through that many times.
Yes.
You're either playing offense or defense. Mm-hmm. I do not believe that the Phaeton fortune of talk show hosts who are political rests on who is president. You just change your positioning. Because talk radio, this is an important point. Talk,
you change the sound of your mouth about out of which you're speaking.
Talk radio is not a political campaign. Talk radio is not politics. It's communications, show business, it's advertising, it's marketing, and it's political discussion. But it's not, you know, people say to me, you know, how do these hosts feel about, you know, they don't think that way. Yeah. If Trump loses, Hannity really doesn't lose.
Nah.
Hannity could then take the position of, okay, guys, now we're really up against it. But now we've got to really fight, you know. And as a matter of fact, it'd be easier for Hannity attacking Biden and attacking Pelosi as the power structure than supporting Trump as the power structure.
So I
think that's an important point, because a lot of people think that somehow all conservative hosts like each other because they're conservatives. Conservative hosts consider each other competitors.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
And
very few of them like each other in the real world.
Yeah. So it's just, there's more to it, folks, than meets the eye. And if you think about it, what I just said makes a lot of sense.
It does, Michael. As everything you say.
Thank
makes
you.
Lots of sense. So let's see if we can make some sense out of the current list of potential vice presidential nominees, because, of course, according to the news media and who you listen to, Joe Biden isn't going to make it. It sounds like he's on his last leg now, and he'll barely make it to the inaugural before.
A lot of people want that. You know, a lot of people like the idea that Biden is seemingly toothless or whatever.
But he's always been like, he's not any different now than he was 30 years ago. Come on. I don't think he is anyway. Do you think he's any different than he was 30 years? I don't see.
It's a little bit. It's a little bit more exaggerated.
Maybe,
but no,
softer,
he was always a blabbermouth who got himself into trouble.
The guy in the front row when he and Obama, the guy who's, I probably shouldn't laugh at this. The guy in a wheelchair, and he tells the guy to stand up. That, among of the Bidenisms, I think that one is the most choice of all of them. Yes, sir.
So Biden would tell a guy in a wheelchair to stand up, and Trump would tell a guy in a wheelchair to make fun of him, you know?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Look at the choice we have here.
I hope the wheel falls off of your wheelchair.
The choice is absurd. When you stop and think about it, the choice is absurd.
Best America has to offer? Come on.
You're facing, on one level, a bunch of leftist wackos who want to absolutely destroy the country to make their point. And on the right, you've got a bunch of people living in 1805.
That's pretty funny when you calculate it that way. It really is.
You know, and if Trump just sat down with somebody he trusted who could give him good advice, he could still be a great president if he just kept his mouth shut.
That's some great, yeah, exactly. All the components, I think he's done a lot of great things in terms of putting the Chinese in their place, the trade stuff. Some of the things he's done, I thought would be great for him to do the EPA over, but he hasn't been done the right way.
Well,
and he's been an abomination when it comes to the nation's farmers and our food system.
He's been an abomination in terms of unity. The problem is he drives wedges between people, and he creates chaos and tumult, and that's
his
job.
His personality.
But that's a job the president is supposed to do. The president is supposed to be a healer and a uniter.
That's why we need two presidents, actually. You know, there's an executive.
There's a good cop and a bad cop.
Well, that too. But there's an executive who runs the administrative end of things. That's one part of the job, and he's not necessarily very good at that. And then the other part is the PR part, or the personal public relations.
Like in England.
To
have
make
a queen.
People feel good. Yeah.
The monarchy.
Right.
You've got the prime minister and the government, and then you have the monarchy, who technically is the head of state. But, you know, I'd hate to see what would happen if she actually tried to exercise that power.
Would you like to be queen for a day?
Right. So that was one of the finest pieces of television ever conceived in the...
That
was horrible. Oh, you talk about horrors. Go watch Queen for a Day.
Sexism. Talk about sexism.
Sexism.
Oh, my God.
Classism.
And you wouldn't have ever found a black person on that show if it was on for 100 years.
Sensationalism. But I like the idea of we make Trump king. and robes, palaces. We already have towers.
Give him a crown.
Give him a crown and call him your highness. And all he has to do is go around and be worshipped as being the symbol of American ingenuity and freedom, and then have a president who actually runs the country as an ugly little business person who has no charisma, no nothing.
Harry Truman.
Everybody
he did a good job as administrator. He did.
Yeah. The buck stops here.
Yep. Number three. The race relations thing, I think I said to you off the air, I'm just looking at the headline, some Mexican star said she was ashamed for the use of blackface. Come on. Enough of this stuff already. We've gone too far the other way. There's a happy medium here. We were way too far. The amount of problems that have been created for black people in this country, mostly by the law, but some by business and, you know, almost every, I guess, in every area, except sports. Would you agree with me on that? The sports has been a place for blacks to shine more so than any other, at least outwardly visible
I think that there has been a great opportunity for African Americans within sports, as evidenced by the numbers. But that doesn't mean that there hasn't been a hard-fought battle to reach that point, and that it still doesn't go on. For example, there were very few black quarterbacks until recently. There were very few black coaches of major league teams until recently. That began to change. The story of Jackie Robinson should not be forgotten.
No.
And what he went through, pretty damned
outrageous. Actually, yeah, when you consider what he went through and what he had to live through, even with the people on his own team, mind the people in the stands.
Right. So I would amend your statement that sports is an area where there's equality between the races, but it's not completely and fully apparent, and it has a very long history of working very hard and a lot of people being very brave and suffering to get to that point.
Mm-hmm. All right, let me I'm going to step aside a little bit here and talk about what happens when there's nothing to talk about. For example, in sports, sports talk radio, and how they're sort of trying to restart. I remember the No Sports Report. I've long since been an advocate in the mornings. I call my morning program a general interest full service program, and a little sports news, a little of this and that. But in the sports world, there's really nothing to talk about, right? So you see these nightly TV shows. Sports guy comes on, and what does he say? What is there to talk about?
Well, there's the business factor, there's the human factor, there's human relations, there's stories about what's going on behind the scenes, you know, how the teams are developing, the personalities involved. I mean, there's aspects to it, there's history, there's just no games. There's no X's and O's. There's no, statistics, which is a part of it. So a piece of it is missing, but I wouldn't say there's nothing to talk about. I think it's been a great challenge for sports talk show hosts and sports commentators to rise to the occasion.
Well, the good people, I think you found the good hosts. Maybe that's the way, right? That's the way of looking at it. You found the people who are really very good. And is that the reason there's so much excitement about the fellow who was the New York talk host who went to jail for a Ponzi scheme? What's his name? Collard? What's that guy's name?
Greg Carton. Carton. Carton.
Yeah.
He just got out of jail, and they let him out early, and there's rumors he'll come back to the radio. Although I think that the thing that he did hurts his credibility going forward, whereas sometimes criminals are accepted. Felons, felons are accepted back in the media. But, you know, he was convicted of bilking a lot of people out of money.
We've seen some financial talk show hosts go to jail and get canned for that sort of stuff. Right.
So when you breach that level of trust with the listeners, it's sometimes it's hard to overcome that. Mm-hmm. Whereas if you went to jail because you were a drug addict, you're an alcoholic, got involved in a bar fight, all of those things that happen, people are quicker to forgive you. But when you steal, takes away from a certain level of credibility. I wish him well. I hope that yeah. You know, he's a family guy. He's a nice guy. I've interviewed him. I spoke with him. I know him. You know, it's a tragedy what happened, and I hope you know that he is able to put together the pieces of his life, if not for himself, for his family. And he was a pretty talented guy, so we'll see what happens.
Speaking of interviews, in a moment we're going to get to. I'm fascinated with what you did with the Michael Harrison interview this week, only because I don't know why you did it. So that question comes up first as we talk about other. This is the conversation medium, the talk side of what's on the radio, on television. There are good talk shows. But one of the things that comes from what we do, if we do it well, is that we become good listeners. And with that in mind, I have radio listener specials for you from MyPillow.com. How about that for a segue serenade, Michael? Pretty good, huh?
Yeah.
MyPillow.com has a page devoted to people who are devotees on the radio of certain programs. And so this is one of them. And they're allowing those of us who are promoters of theirs on the radio to offer to you the ability to buy one of their products and get that same like product free. So you buy one, pay the regular price, and you get another one free. For example, the Giza Elegant My Pillows. They normally are $59.97. With the promo code DJV, you get two for the price of one. How about that? Same thing is true with the cotton sheets and the towels. You can go through and look at the regular prices of all of these, and then buy two and you cut it in half if you want it. Like it's $30 for each of these pillows. Try finding a really good quality pillow in a department store for $30, maybe $130, but it's not the quality, and you can't wash them and you can't dry them. So you want to get on board, take advantage of this sale while it lasts at MyPillow.com. They always have something going on, but this is a good opportunity to get so many different things at a very inexpensive price. Radio listener specials page. You need financing? They'll help you out. If you spend more than $200, you can get it financed. All that using the code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life.
The
statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, quickly, the MH interview with somebody you wouldn't expect. Michael,
yeah.
Who is it?
It's Leslie Mandoki, a major name in German and European progressive rock. He works with Ian Anderson, and it's just a fascinating guy with a fascinating background for those that enjoy knowing about music. Yes, music still exists.
Music is good. Music makes you happy and relaxed, etc.
MHinterview.com. Check it out.
That's right.
Folks.
Find it. You can check it out also at talkers.com where the lists are, the charts are as well. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen here.
A
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Always good to hear the theme from James Bond. James Bond. I don't think I'd make a good James Bond. What about you, Chucker? Think you'd make a good
James Bond?
I think
you'd be okay. I do.
That'd be all right? Really?
You need a really, really, like, really, really good supporting cast, but I think you'd be okay.
Yes, right. Okay.
They have to limit your screen time substantially, but I still think you'd be okay. No, really.
Well, I want to know who plays Moneypenny. That'd be the hook. So we played the James Bond theme because...
This day in movie history, 1973, Live and Let Die, the eighth installment in the 007 franchise, was released, the first starring Roger Moore. First James Bond movie my parents ever took me to see. I remember seeing it at the King's Plaza with my parents and two brothers. So Roger Moore, for me, loved to be partial, as he was my James Bond, the one I grew up with, the one I first saw
right.
in a movie theater. I think that's the way it works to some extent. Am I right?
I think so. I think that's it's like late night TV. For me, Johnny Carson is the best and the only valuable of the late night shows that's on now. They stink. It's
that good, huh? I agree with that. I think Johnny Carson was the best late night talk show, hands down. That guy was an immense talent, and it was very special back in the day. And now there's just so many.
It's just
different.
And they're all so political, and they have to be cute. Even Conan O'Brien has gotten, what a garbage fest that is. He used to be good, but it's just, it's a waste of time. as Colbert has always been.
He's only doing a half hour on TBS.
Why even bother? Why do they even bother keeping it going? Unless they got a contract when they got to pay him out, so they give him a half hour. But who's watching that? Yeah, nobody's watching that.
It's definitely less than 1 million viewers a night, that's for sure.
Yeah, exactly. All right, yeah. Spike Lee's Rodney King is going to stream on Netflix, and he said hopefully he'll get it into the theaters as soon as they open. So this goes back to the 1991 situation with Rodney King.
Right.
And with Spike Lee, one of the nation's great axe grinders, somebody referred to him as Mark Twain, is one of our best storytellers. I don't know that I'm going to buy that. But anyway, what are we, is this something?
I don't know much about, I do not know much about that project, I got to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But, he's had influence, since Do the Right Thing was a very controversial and popular movie back in 1989. He's had a solid career and interesting voice. And here's what's interesting about what's going to be playing at theaters. Yesterday it was announced that the Warner Brothers Chris Nolan movie Tenet, which is a $200 million sci-fi time travel action film, which was supposed to now hit theaters July 31st, pushed back once again now August 12th. So studios definitely got cold feet about putting this on a scale in the theaters. They got a big investment. There really is no streaming service that they put it on because they're not going to recoup their money if they do that. I could actually see them holding this off for either Christmas or even 2021. I have a feeling, Doug, a lot of films are going to be held off to 2021. Which
so
is
what are we going to be able to see? The theaters are opening up next week. What are we going to see?
You're going to see a lot of revival movies the first week. And then the only firm release date right now in July is Disney's live-action version of Mulan, which is scheduled to come out on the 24th of July. I think Disney can afford to keep that release date because if something goes wrong and not enough people show up because of fear of COVID, they could put it on Disney Plus. They got the backing and the money to do it. But the other studios with some bigger, even bigger films, they're not going to go that route. They're just going to.
You don't think there's enough pent up demand with the movie-going publics, people like me who love to go to the movies, that they would go and not worry about COVID?
Here's the thing. And nobody truly has a crystal ball. So until it's proven, a studio is going to be nervous to be the first one out of the gate. But it's going to be a disastrous pipeline if all these movies get pushed back and back for multiplexes.
But at some point, they got to hit the refresh button and get started. Somebody's got to, bite the bullet. Let's go.
I disagree with that, but I don't know when that's going to happen. We'll see.
All right. So let's say, let's say you're running a theater. You are. You got 30 seconds for this.
Sure.
What are you going to put in that theater that you run there in Stroudsburg?
Well, here's what we're doing. We're going to show on July 3rd The Goonies, 35th anniversary for 1 week, Superman the movie for 1 week. Week two, we booked E.T. for 1 week, Alfred Hitchcock's Rear Window, and then week three on the 17th of July, I'm doing Jurassic Week, Jurassic Park, Lost World, Jurassic World, and Alfred Hitchcock's The Birds. So
really?
I think that's
I'd see a couple of those. I'd come see a couple of them, but as far as I'm concerned, The Birds is for the birds, if you know what I mean. Chuck Curry.
Extend your life.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendo.